With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate is expected to vote at this hour on its version of a $9 billion recession bill. Bob Agnew reports.
Republicans say they've mustered the votes needed to pass the package of spending cuts after making concessions that reduce the amount of taxpayer savings from $9.4 to about $9 billion. The concessions included preservation of international AIDS relief money and money for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. The expected passage would give President Trump his second major legislative victory in less than a month. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration says it's ending the deployment of 2,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. The troops were tasked with protecting federal buildings and guarding immigration agents as they carry out arrests. The wildfire along Grand Canyon's relatively isolated north rim has been burning quickly with no containment, according to fire officials. No injuries reported, but a visitor's center and several cabins have been burned. At first, the fire did not raise alarms after igniting from a lightning strike on July 4th. 4 days later, the Park Service said the fire was being allowed to burn to benefit the land, and fire crews were keeping close watch. President Trump defending the 50-day window he's given Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Greg Cluxton has more.
The president this week threatened to hit Russia with economic penalties if it fails to end its war with Ukraine within 50 days. And he pushed back on the idea that waiting 7 weeks is too long.
Oh, I don't think 50 days is very long, and it could be sooner than that. I don't think 50 days is very long.
The president said he's on neither Ukraine's side nor Russia's side.
You know what the side I'm on? Humanity's side.
Greg Cluxton, the White House.
And the search for flood victims continues in Texas, at least 100 people still missing. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reports the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. With an estimated 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity, ICC also reports thousands of mosques in Iran have closed their doors for lack of parishioners. The religion is associated with the Iranian regime, which has brought poverty and war to much of the country. This is SRN News. While college sports are seeing major changes these days, we might be seeing a change or two in Major League Baseball. Participation in the 2028 Summer Olympics were topics that were discussed during baseball's All-Star break. And also, a labor stoppage next year could create some changes in addition to problems. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has the very latest on Major League Baseball in this report.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities. Manfred and Clark say plans are moving ahead, exploring the possibility of using major leaguers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics.
More details at srnnews.com.